Tip Today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. Your Peugeot car or van might benefit from a free software upgrade. For more information and to find out if this applies to your vehicle, call the lads in Slattery's Garage, puck on 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.
Good Pats, and welcome back to the final hour of Tip Today. Towards the end of the hour, we'll be chatting about gardening to Alton Nesbitt of Arabon. So if you want to log your gardening query with us, you can do that on 083 311 3311 for text and WhatsApp. And of course, you can email us, and that's tiptoday at tipfm.com. Time now for our Garda slot, and I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Sergeant Joe Revel of Clonmel Garda Station. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Good to see you today. We're going to start with burglaries and run around the country where the county where that's concerned. Tell us, first of all, Joe, what happened?
So we're appealing for information in relation to an aggravated burglary that occurred in the Turles town there in the Oakfield Drive area on the 11th of April, approximately 9:15 p.m. Four or five males pushed themselves in dark clothing, pushed their way into the house and started demanding money from the residents in the house. Kind of Gardaí are appealing for witnesses, anyone that may have seen that. Obviously, we've done our own door-to-door canvases at the moment, but maybe someone saw a vehicle with four or five men, or maybe saw them staging somewhere before they went to the house, covering up their faces so they can remain anonymous. Right. Hopefully, someone has dash cam footage, doorbell footage, or even someone saw the vehicle. Even if we get a reg of a vehicle, it would be superb.
Right, must have been very, very scary for the people involved indeed. Tipperary Town then, what happened there?
Yeah, so at 5 p.m. on the 10th of April this year, in the Bohurna Crow area of Tipperary Town, a shed door was damaged. Whether it was someone trying to gain access to the shed or was it just mischief themselves. Hopefully Gardaí maybe saw, or someone in the neighbours saw or heard someone going at the shed. Maybe they saw the damage or they saw the person hanging around the area and didn't like it and maybe noted it. Maybe they can assist us and give us information to help us solve that crime.
Very good. And we're staying in Tipperary Town. This time cars broken into.
Yeah, these type of incidents kind of crop up a fair bit. Between 4:30 and 5 p.m. on the 12th of April, two cars are broken into the Scalleen and Rosanna Road area of Tipperary Town. Obviously, the suspects were driving a small blue Toyota type vehicle. Not too sure of the model. Maybe someone there actually saw them going around the town, or maybe they came back to their own car parked up in the car park and saw this vehicle loitering in the area. Two lads, maybe they got kind of disturbed when someone walked up, and they might be able to help us, given the description of the suspects, or maybe even have the reg of the car. And small blue Toyota car is what it was.
Very good. And any help that people can give, I suppose, would be much appreciated, Joe. To Capa White then, and it was a van this time, was it?
Yeah, as I said, like the thefts from the cars, quite heavy, but this is another thing, a theft from work vans. So between 1:30 a.m. and 7 a.m. on the 4th of April, a van was broken into the Capa White village area in, and a number of items were stolen from the van. So Gardaí are appealing for witnesses. Maybe they saw someone lurking in the area, or maybe if the footage of someone. Obviously, when someone goes to an area like this, they're going to try a few vehicles. Maybe someone got up the next morning, maybe noticed some things were disturbed in their vehicle, but they'll generally target an area or they'll go for a work van and try and gain access, either breaking the locks or cutting the locks to try and get in.
And there was another van in the same village in Capa White, was there?
Yeah, so the same night, obviously, the both are linked, probably the same suspects. Yeah. They'll visit areas. A van was broken into the Capa White area, but this was between 2 and 4 a.m. So we have a more kind of focused in time that would have occurred. So more than likely the other theft occurred between that area because they wouldn't linger too long. So a toolbox was taken from this van. So any workmen know that if they lose their tools, their livelihood is gone. And
What happened in Emily then?
So it's a similar enough crime. Between midnight and 7 a.m. on the 14th of April, a car was broken into the Emily village area. A small quantity of cash was taken from the vehicle. Tipperary Town Gardaí are appealing for information with respect to this theft. They said maybe it was they saw someone lurking in the area. Maybe it was a local on foot that was going from door to door trying vehicles into town. We don't know. Or maybe it was someone that's dropped off. Maybe someone saw something or saw a vehicle that can help us. As you said yourself, the smallest bit of information can help us solve a crime.
Can help you. All right. Let us move to North Tipperary then and to the Ross Gray area. What happened there?
Yeah, so this is in relation to a number of burglaries that happened in the district in the last fortnight. So on the 4th of April, between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., So it's, as you say, it's quite a focused time as well. Yeah. So obviously someone just slipped out for a few minutes. A house has entered a Killeen New Road in Ross Cray and some items were stolen. And then overnight between the 10th and the 11th of April, the mountain bike was stolen from a shed at a house in the mall area of Ross Cray. So we're kind of hoping maybe someone saw something. Between 10 and 11 a.m., very, very focused time. Maybe like, and either the person was watching the house waiting for the person to leave,
yeah,
or maybe there was someone calling door to door in the area, and generally they use that to try and feel out who's in present in the house or who's not and take that as their cue to...
Very good. There was an attempt to break into it. Was that Moneygall?
Yeah, so yeah. Moneygall, in the early hours of the 8th of April, someone attempted to break into a house there. Obviously they got disturbed and they left the area but gained access. Obviously we're gathering CCTV and doing door to door inquiries, but we're hoping for a witness of someone that maybe can assist us, maybe saw some vehicle or saw someone lurking in the area and help us to kind of progress this crime.
Right, okay. And CCTV in the area, Joe, you'll be...
We'll be calling door to door. If someone has it, or dash cam footage, or yeah, even doorbell footage is becoming more prominent now as well, do you know, from these Ring cameras.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I've heard of crimes being solved using that.
Your colleagues in Cashel then appealing for witnesses again.
Yeah.
Another burglary,
unfortunately. Yeah. And this occurred in the Golden Road area of Cashel Town on the 4th of April between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. At daytime, very clear times, someone slipped out. Unfortunately, a number of items of jewellery were taken and a lot of damage was caused. If you're passing in the kind of Golden Road area, maybe saw someone. I kind of feel for people with these kind of burglaries because, you know, like with jewellery at home,
it
family
can be very
heirlooms.
Personal, yes, of
like
course.
Like, might be your parents, engagement rings, wedding rings, grandparents.
Yeah.
So, like, the value of them is priceless, but, and people, like, they're very emotionally attached to them.
Of course, indeed. And theft from cars again, and we hear about this every single time we speak to your colleagues as well, Joe. No different this week.
Yeah, so this is similar enough to what I discussed earlier about the theft from toolboxes. So, on the 9th of April, in the early hours of the morning, a transvan parked on the Black Road in Newport was broken into. Some tools were stolen from the vehicle. If anyone saw anyone in the area at the time, obviously if they're going at a van, they might make some noise, might cause someone's attention.
Of course, yeah.
Or even someone heard something earlier at night. And depending on the amount of tools, they can either move from foot on the crime, or there might be a vehicle attached to it. So maybe saw someone, a vehicle that's not from the area, parked up or lurking in the area at the time.
Right. Was there a similar incident as well?
Yeah, so this occurred on the Ganley Road area, or the Gantley Road area in Ross Cray, on the 15th of April, a car was broken into and a sum of money was taken. The owner had left it there from about 12:20 to 12:30 on the 15th of April. So it's a very 10-minute time frame, so it's a very close frame that someone got at the vehicle.
Again, you're always urging people, don't leave stuff in the car, don't leave stuff visible in the car.
Well, it's the same message we give the whole time.
Yeah.
If you're leaving stuff in the car, lock your laptops or your handbags into the boot. Something small, slide it under seats, glove box, lock the glove box.
Yeah.
We have here with tourists as well, with sat-navs, they leave them just in the window of the car. Take them down and put them away.
Right.
And anything property, put it away so it's not in view. That's why the temptation is gone.
Of course, yeah. And to the mall area of Care, then more cars broken into.
Yeah, so a number of cars are broken into the mall area of Care overnight from the 6th to the 7th of April. That the windows are broken. So obviously someone's trying to saw something in the vehicle and trying to gain access to it, trying to see what was there, or maybe there was something on view that they wanted. So if anyone was in the mall area Care and actually saw this person going from breaking the windows, maybe they could assist us.
Okay, well,
I think there is footage available of someone creeping around Care that night.
Is there?
They're just trying to identify who it was.
Okay. What about the theft of fuel then from machinery and car? This is on the up as well, I think, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it kind of goes through cycles. At the moment, it's happening in the Clonmel area. There's a theft of fuel from vehicles parked up overnight. Buses, large commercial vehicles, say Ridges or something like that,
yeah,
that they're parked up, left unattended, that they're staying in local hotels. They come back in the morning and finding that the fuel caps are tampered with and fuel is taken. It'd be like large volumes of fuel in the vehicle, like a couple hundred euros, like buses I've heard as well, parked up overnight, you know, touring coaches. Just to be aware of that when they're parking up their vehicle. Coaches tend to park away from the hotel, away from the security areas, park up in areas close to the hotel, well lit, well CCTV footage, park with your fuel tanks close to the building, or that it's open that no one can kind of duck down beside it and see and interfere with the tanks, and obviously get locks and make sure your fuel tanks are locked. Like sometimes the fuel tanks aren't locked and people gain access easy enough. If you see people like kind of lurking in the car parks at night time,
yeah,
bring it to the attention of hotel staff or ring us. It may be purely mundane, but at least we can go up and talk to the person and inquire wider in the area and take their details.
Of course.
And if we see us patrolling, they'll obviously
And again, Joe, I mean, we're at pains to say this, but I mean, it's no load on the Gardaí to accept phone calls or people to drop in with information because, I mean, this helps.
Yeah, no, we don't mind. Like I said, we'll get to the call as quick as we can. If we're tied up with another call, it'll be explained to you that we're tied up. I said to people, I prefer to go to a call and to be anonymous or not to be, nothing convict. If we stop a person, speak to them, ascertain their details, and then they saw it's perfectly innocent in their area, that way.
Right.
And then they see us coming around, they put off, like you'd be surprised what small bit of information that someone gives us.
Yeah.
It may seem tiny to the person, but it could trigger a thought in her head or allow us to solve a crime.
Helpful one indeed. Martha's Road as well, unfortunate incident there.
So in the early hours of the 5th of April, a business in Martha's Road in Nina was smashed with a rock for whatever reason. I don't know why someone would do that, but it was pure mischief. But obviously the business is out of money now. We're hoping maybe someone saw or something or heard something, or even a local business that maybe we have not canvassed for footage can assist us. Maybe has an angle on the business, can tell us, we can get footage of the person damaging the window.
Right, criminal damage in lovely Cashel as well. What happened there?
Yeah, so there was an incident of criminal damage in the Woodlawn area, Cashel, on the 6th of April, about 1 p.m. A window of a house is broken. So we're kind of hoping maybe one of the neighbours, daytime, if someone is home, or maybe saw someone coming going from the estate at that time. It's a daytime, it was bright.
Mm.
So anyone not from the area would probably stand out. Could be another thing as well with it, someone calling door to door, trying to see if there's anyone present in the house. This window was broken, but maybe the person that broke the window was disturbed. It could have been a precursor to someone breaking into the house and they were disturbed and moved on for the area. We'd consider it a criminal damage before a burglary. It's only when they enter a property it becomes a burglary.
Okay. So, and if people can help you, is there a number that they can call, or is it specifically to the local station?
Well, we're from a control centre in Cork now, so it's 999 or 112.
Okay.
Obviously, local stations are accepting calls still. So if you have some information, ring your local station.
Yeah.
Even if it's for Clonmel or something like that, at least report it to your local station and they can forward it through us then to our district offices.
Very good.
But if it's an emergency call, 999-112, and then they'll dispatch the nearest vehicle to the call.
All right. To Thurles, and we've heard a couple of these incidences in the past, disturbing people on the train.
Yeah. So look, at the moment, there's a lot of call for transport police on public transport in Ireland. So this is a case that it was a male who was aggressive and drunk on a train. He was obviously intercepted by the guards in Thurles and arrested for public order and probably the threatened abuse and insulting behaviour in a public place. Brought back to Thurles and obviously kept in custody till he was sobered. But then he was obviously charged and he'd be brought to court for the offence. Like it's not nice for someone on a train to be someone drunk and abusive like that.
For certain. Speaking of which, tell me about the gentleman who wanted to share his view on the Gardaí by making his presence felt in Thurles Gardaí. Say, what?
Yeah.
I shouldn't be laughing.
You enjoyed it, Fran, anyway, in fairness. Yeah, so on the 13th of April, a man came to Thurles Gardaí station not looking for help or to report a crime. He was obviously opinionated enough that he wanted to share his views on Gardaí with us, criticism is accepted, in fairness.
Yes.
He was verbally abusive towards Gardaí and refusing to give his name then, obviously, when we demanded of him. So he was also very, very drunk. So he was arrested for his own safety and brought into the station. And unfortunately, this gentleman, when he was coming in to share his views with us, had a small wrap of a possible illegal substance contained on his person. So obviously that's going to send off for analysis. We'll find out soon what it is. But he was obviously charged for the public order matters. And then obviously once that substance was analysed, he'll receive another letter in the post.
Right, but you took his views on board, I'm sure.
So. All criticism is gratefully accepted.
It. Gardaí and Cashel as well, there's a serious public order there the 14th, isn't it? 14th?
Yeah, so they're investigating a serious public order incident that occurred in the night of the 14th at Cashel there. A number of people are involved in a fight on the main street. It's quite serious, and if anyone passing or saw anything, or anyone was passing with a car, that may have dash cam footage, because I think dash cam has become more prominent now. A lot of people are having it.
Is that very helpful to you?
Oh, it's massively helpful.
Yeah.
As I said, look, dash cam and doorbell cams are massive now. They're helping solve crimes. People aren't conscious of them either. obviously people look for the obvious cameras, but cars driving past pick it up, buses pick it up now as well, and they all help solve crimes. Like, any footage is greatly accepted.
Of course. And to Thurles Town then, and some of your colleagues were on patrol there. What did they come across?
Yeah, so the guards on patrol in Thurles there, they saw a car parked across two parking spaces, so taking up two spaces. Obviously, they were going to have a chat with the driver and find out what was going on. And if the driver was slumped on the seat asleep with the engine running in the vehicle. So obviously they made their inquiries. He was arrested for obviously being drunk in charge of the vehicle, brought back to Thurles Garda station and charged for the offence. He provided a breath sample to the guards there when they lawfully demanded it. So,
and in Ballingarry, there was somebody driving in an inappropriate manner.
Yeah, so there was Gardaí were on patrol there in Ballingarry area, and they saw a car driving across the centre line of the road. Anytime we see that, it obviously causes concern. The car was stopped and spoke to the driver. Obviously, the lads were talking to him, were ladies, and they got an opinion that he might have had something to drink. So he was arrested and brought back to Thurles Garda station to obviously be breath tested or offered blood or urine. He failed that test and he obviously got charged for drink driving. But then the person brought attention to themselves that the car was seized as well, that there's no tax. So, which would cause us to seize the vehicle. So you'd have a hefty charge to get that released as well.
My God. Are we hearing these stories about the bogus traders again, Joe?
Yeah, so this is something I kind of come across a fair bit in the job. Bogus traders going to call into house to houses, taking advantage of people living on their own or elderly people. Obviously offering to do jobs, whether it's gutters, painting, power hosing, quoting a fee to them, and then charging an exorbitant fee after that and increasing it. Sometimes they bring the elderly person to the bank to get more money for them, or basically if anyone has this call and they're concerned or a bogus trader, we don't mind getting a call and we'll come up and we'll put the run on the person. If see your neighbour obviously with a bogus trader and dealing with him, it's no harm to ring us. We'll go up and we'll talk to your neighbour and make sure they're happy that the service they're receiving are that they're not being overcharged, and obviously we'll ascertain the details of all the lads that are doing the work there themselves.
Right. But again, that's no load for them to check in with you where that's concerned.
No, we'd much prefer to prevent a crime than have to deal with it afterwards. At least we have all the information we can deal with there, and obviously to see us in the area, they might be put off as well and they might just do their business and go on. So,
what happened in Killascully? This is an incredible incident, isn't it?
Yeah, so basically this is between the 5th and 7th of April at Lacabrach in Killascully. A cow and a bull were shot in the field. The cow was killed, obviously, from the shot, and the bull had to be put down at a later date. So Gardaí are appealing for anyone that may have been in relation to the incident. The area is quite rural and is quite often known for deer hunting. So I don't know. I wouldn't like to speculate whether it was intentional or accidental.
Right, but I presume an investigation is happening.
Yeah, the bullets were recovered from the animals and were sent for analysis. So hopefully I might have turned up something. I said, look, if anyone's shooting in a rural area, it goes with common sense. Just be conscious of where you're shooting. Like, bullets won't stop at a certain distance. It'll keep going.
Right.
Make sure there's sufficient backstops behind it so it doesn't hit.
We came across it in recent months with a GAA player.
Yeah, there was a gentleman shot in the middle of a match, actually, I think.
Yeah. So some good news stuff to finish up with. Number of break-ins there, but certainly a good outcome.
Yeah, so we're not all doom and gloom when we come up to you. We have some good news. So following a number of break-ins there to business premises in Tipperary town area over the last 14 days, a male was identified, obviously from footage or from canvas or whatever, and he was arrested and for the offence, obviously interviewed and brought in charge and brought to district court. So that process is taking its time during the court, so he's currently on bail conditions.
Yes,
so we look for stringent conditions on the person, basically, if they are a frequent flyer as well.
Right, another investigation of a burglary coming to a conclusion as well. Is that Nina?
Yeah, so this is the Nina station. So on the 21st of March, the Gardaí carried out a search in relation to a burglary on the 21st of March. They carried out a search on the 10th of April. They obviously searched the premises that they had a suspect in mind. The man was arrested and questioned the Nina and charged for the burglary offence. And I think some property was recovered in that instance as well.
And back to Cashel as well, Joe.
Yeah, so as we mentioned about the serious public order incident in Cashel, that the work is progressing well in Cashel station. So with Gardaí are hopeful that they're going to be back in there by the summer. At the moment, I think Cashel has been served by guards out of, they're working out of care, but patrolling the Cashel area. So some good news. Hopefully the works will be finished by the summer.
Well, hopefully so. And the Clonmel Running Club, is that tonight?
Yes, it should be. Yeah, Wednesday night. It should be. It's happening tonight. So just for people to be aware, Clonmel Running Club are holding a series of road races, a 6 kilometre road races. So they're starting at the Hotel Manila at 7:05 and running down the Waterford Road. I think they're supposed to use the Blue Way, but that's flooded at the moment.
Okay.
But so just promoters to the area around Mungareth, just be aware of them. And if they see them, obviously give them sufficient space, like in case, just so they are safe in their runs.
And we're going to finish with that coffee morning that was held. Was that last week or is that?
Yeah, the 12th. Yeah. So we held a coffee morning in Clonmel Station for the Irish Cancer Society. So I think it was a bake-off, and I think my colleague here actually cooked a fry for it, believe it or not. So I think that was well-received. And Michael O'Brien from Care, Clonmel, was in attendance.
Do you see the way she's distancing herself from this conversation completely?
I believe so, yeah. I don't think you go backwards any further in the seat now, in fairness.
I think so, but it was a big success, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Okay. Right. Just one thing, Fran, before we finish.
Sure, Joe, yeah.
There was a dog found last night around the Clonmel area. I have a picture of a terrier on my phone there. I might just share it with yourselves.
Yeah.
It's gone up on the Garda Facebook page, but if you might share it as well.
Delighted.
Just try and identify an owner. It looks like a small puppy. So it may not be microchipped. I think the vet is coming in just to check, make sure it's microchipped and get it back to the owner.
No problem.
If you'd oblige as well,
we'd be happy to host it on the site. No bother at all. Joe, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Fran. Cheers.
Sergeant Joe Revel there of Clonmel Garda Station. We'll take a break. We're back with more in just a moment.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.